I've had a really nice football career, lots of friends, and then I went into coaching kids, and I've had some great rewards and watching that. And then when I've stopped coaching, I've sort of had a little reflection period, and I've seen my friends' grandchildren play, and there's still some issues around football, and I've had a football journey, so I've sort of had a good variety of watching all different and seeing different sides of the football spectrum, and I've just really put down what I've noticed and what I've learned, just really so I can finish my journey in the sport, you know. It's just something that was niggling me, something I've noticed, and just needed to get off my chest, really. I think when a coach goes and does his level one, he gets a guide. He gets guided by the FA. I think our players then get guided by our coaches. Everyone else in the football team from in the clubs, they're all guided by affiliates and associations. But there's nothing to guide the parents. And sometimes emotions in football is... That's why we're all in football, love it, because there's so many emotions every game. Every time there's a game, there's playing, winning or losing, there's emotions everywhere. And parents get wrapped up in that, and that's fine. But sometimes we need to sit down and sort of evaluate ourselves in and around a sport to see how we can help it ourselves as a parent. I mean, look, winning and losing is part of the game. I think it should be competitive. But then I also should think it shouldn't matter who wins or loses. Not from the young age. You know, there's so much more social value. Football gets so much more benefit as a community if we use it towards the right way. And that means educating our children from a young age to get self-respect, learn respect, learn listening and community feeling and team bonding, friendship, all the things that... all the hundreds of things that you gain from football, apart from winning a game, getting the scoreline. You know, it shouldn't just be about that at the early age. That will naturally come as people progress in the sport. If we're all aware ourselves, and you have a self-awareness as a parent about our role in football, this guide can help, because it can teach you as the parent what your role in the football journey is to help your child. So we all want a great environment for children to play football. And I think, you know, everyone's got a guide apart from the parents. So this is just a little, it's not too big. It's just enough to be able to flick through 15, 20 minutes reading. Hopefully quite enjoyable. It gives you tips.